This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a lovely Friday eve. I'm telling you that right now, 75, relatively low humidity. Beautiful weekend in store with us. Coming up about an hour from now, my buddy Rob Chadwick is going to be dropping by. Rob, of course, retired FBI supervisory special agent out of Quantico, headed up all the tactical training up there for years. Now heads up training for Delta Defense and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. So looking forward to chatting with Rob. Tony Pham's going to be here, President Trump's ICE director in the first term. I want to get a sense from Tony what he is thinking now as a senior fellow over there at the America First Policy Institute about, well, the threats against those of us who are in the public eye. Tony went through it over and over and over again, and his family over in Henrico went through it while he was serving the nation. So he's definitely got a sense of that. I've talked a lot about the experience I had traveling through Israel a couple of weeks back, thanks to Chris Ruddy and the great people at Newsmax, and they just put together an amazing team. You know, Reagan Reese is the White House correspondent, chief White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. She's been on the program before, but I had the opportunity during this adventure in Israel to spend some time just chatting with her, and she just reminded me why I'm such a fan of the reporting that she does, the writing that she does. Brilliant, brilliant young woman, talented journalist. I'm just happy that she is here this afternoon. Reagan, thank you for being here.
That was so nice. Thank you so much.
Well, the pleasure is mine, and obviously everybody wants to know about your sit-down with President Trump. Just to explain a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, that's the dream of every White House correspondent, is to get the chance to interview the President of the United States. And, you know, it's a long process. I've been asking for 8 months, and I finally got the opportunity to interview the President in the Oval Office. And you go in there, Jeff, and you have no idea how long you're going to have with the president. They say it could be 10 minutes, it could be 15 minutes. He could stop the interview and say, you know what, I'm too busy for this. But about 10 minutes into the interview, the president said, you know what, let's go take a look at the Rose Garden. And there he showed me where he is going to hang in place of Joe Biden's portrait. He's going to hang all the presidential portraits, but in place of Joe Biden's portrait, he's going to place the auto pen, a photo of the auto pen. And it was in that moment that I knew this interview was going to be an hour. And it was an hour. We talked about everything. And it was an incredible experience, very eye-opening for me, too, on the president's foreign policy and just the way he thinks about the world, aside people don't really get to see often.
talk about the thought process. This is one of the things that I personally don't think the president gets very much credit for. There's so many detractors and people that just seem to have this knee-jerk hate Trump reaction, which I don't fully understand, but okay. I mean, it is what it is. But to accuse him of not thinking, or I mean, the people just flat out call him stupid. I'm thinking you call him a lot of things, but that clearly is not the case. That I just have to assume that came through in the hour you spent with him.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we moved from Joe Biden in the auto pen to the intricacies of the Ukraine-Russia war, to the Middle East, to his policy on Chinese students, to tariffs. We were all over the place talking about so many different topics. And you know how the president talks. He goes on and on. And he was talking in great depth about all of these things. And you can see this. We published the entire transcript on the Daily Caller website. We go on and off the record as well throughout the interview. And so if there was ever a chance where the president wanted to disclose more of his intelligence or his next plans for certain things, but he didn't want it to be public yet, he would tell me we would go off the record. So there was so much that was happening also off the record that I think lends itself to how smart the president is that people didn't get to see, that really I and the people in that room only know.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Clearly, as a real reporter, a serious journalist, you're not going to share what happened off the record, right? I mean, I'm just I have to ask, Reagan. You know I have to ask.
Of course not. They're probably listening to this right now.
That's right. No, of course not. You had the experience, of course. You and I had this, I think, a wonderful experience, a blessing, really, to be part of this crew with Newsmax to travel over to Israel. Did you get any sense from the president when he was talking about the Middle East that some of what he was sharing resonated with what you and I both saw?
The president's definitely deeply disturbed by the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. And I shared with him that we went to the sites where Hamas came in. And one thing that really affected me on the trip, Jeff, was going from house to house in the communities, the kibbutz.
Yes.
And our tour guide telling us, here's what happened to this family. And you could still see the bullet holes in houses and in some cases blood. And it was really so dark. And I shared that with the president. But similarly to, I think, the president's frustration with the Ukraine-Russia war, a little bit of his frustration with the Middle East shone through. And he did start to talk about how he thinks Israel used to have, these are his words, control over U.S. Congress, and it's not quite what it used to be, in that there is a changing tide within America, specifically within conservatives and the young MAGA base and their affinity for Israel. And so that was really interesting to hear the president talk about knowing that there's starting to be a break in his base and him kind of attributing it to how Israel is handling media relations and handling the war, whether it's ultimately their fault or not.
Right. Well, that was one of the challenges that obviously Prime Minister Netanyahu, the president, the speaker of the Knesset, they all talked about that. This was part of their difficulty when we have folks on our side in terms of job duties, alleged responsibilities as reporters and what have you, really parroting the Hamas line and not diving any deeper into it than that.
Yeah, and you know, this is one thing that I said during the trip was I think it's very hard to get Americans to care about something that seems hours and hours away from them. I, until our trip to Israel, had never been out of the country, and definitely would consider myself to be in more of that America First camp that has a hard time caring about what's going on overseas, but mm-hmm. getting to be in a place, it resonates with you so much differently. And so that all that to say, the one thing that I think continuously came up in my conversation with the president was how deeply he cares and feels for these other countries and their wars. He brought up the lives being lost in Ukraine multiple times throughout the interview, and it specifically came up when I asked him if he's still considering putting the U.S. Air Force over in Ukraine to help as a security guarantee to end the war. And he was like, if I have to trade a plane to save lives, even if it's not American lives, I'm going to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, he really, despite some of the things that have been thrown at him, he really is a peace president. That's my perspective, having seen a couple of presidents in my lifetime. Reagan, one of the things you had to cover, and let me remind everybody, Reagan Reese is joining us. Reagan is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. If you're not reading Reagan's stuff, you're doing yourself a disservice. DailyCaller.com, DailyCaller.com. Reagan, the absolute awful assassination of Charlie Kirk and the reverberations that we're feeling now. I know one of the things that you were covering at the White House was President Trump's thoughts and statements on this. What's the takeaway from that? And what do you think the White House does moving forward?
Yeah, well, I think the strongest message we've seen from the White House to the assassination of Charlie Kirk was that monologue that J.D. Vance gave while he was guest hosting the Charlie Kirk show on Monday. That was streamed in the White House briefing room for all the reporters to see. And because I think the president has spoken on it, he released that video message initially on the day that Charlie was murdered. But we really haven't seen a big call to action from the White House. And then that was a very strong call to action. And since we've now seen Pam Bondi kind of get slammed for her, how she's going to crack down on hate speech and then start to walk that back. There is, I think, believe reports on some sort of executive order proclamation on political violence coming forward. But I do think that we're going to need to hear more from the White House on this topic, that there is going to need to be more of a concrete solution or answer, some policy that is introduced as a result, because I do think if you step on Twitter right now, it is absolute chaos. Yeah. And Twitter isn't the whole world, but it's a good representation of how the people in D.C. who are supposed to run America are holding up. And on both sides of the aisle, it is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, that is a rather apt description. Reagan, can you give everybody a sneak peek, something you might be working on the next day or two at the White House, or is that also off the record?
Well, tomorrow, I believe I hopefully will have the chance to ask the president more questions. What I asked him about, I'm not sure. But in an hour or so here, I'm going to be publishing a piece on just the worst criminals that ICE has arrested in the past 24 hours. Wow. And some more complete numbers on their efforts to catch criminals and deport them out of the country. And so that's going to be an exclusive going live on the Daily Caller, hopefully soon.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll keep my eyes peeled. I've always got the Daily Caller up here on my laptop, dailycaller.com. So as soon as that goes live, I will share it on all of our social media platforms. Again, I thoroughly enjoy the work that you do there at the Daily Caller. It was an absolute delight just to spend a couple of moments as we travel through Israel talking about this, that, and the other. And hope you'll be okay, because we're going to be calling on you more. We want you back on a more regular basis, my friend.
Of course, I'd love that. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much. That is Reagan Reese. Reagan is the chief White House correspondent over there at the Daily Caller. If you somehow, some way, are the one person in America who missed her one-hour sit-down one-on-one with President Trump, just go to dailycaller.com, dailycaller.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.